Hello and welcome back, Loudmouth Podcast. This is Brendan Wild Spartan.
Yo, what's up?
And Diesel, the Minion Man.
Hello, welcome to Loudmouth Podcast, only podcast on YouTube.
Hello, comrade. Someone's gonna sue us for this.
We do the entire episode like that.
Why are they gonna sue you for a comrade meme?
Bad Russian accent.
That's a bad reason to sue.
It is cultural appropriation.
Oh, shut up.
I mean, it just kind of sounds dumb, to be fair.
Go back to Tumblr.
I don't think they'd have to sue us for being, like, culturally insensitive. I think they just have to sue us for being unfunny.
That's a good reason.
Oh, just you wait and see. Just you wait and see.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
Foreshadowing.
Okay, speaking of unfunny, quite, let's talk about your moth lamp meme.
It's not unfunny. It's great, okay? It's a good meme.
I'm with Diesel, to be fair, because it's like, Diesel was talking about how he's seen this on Reddit a bunch before he saw it on Twitter. Yeah, same. I saw this on Reddit everywhere before I saw it on Twitter.
When you first came across it, did you think it was funny?
I didn't get it. I was like, where did this come from? That was my first reaction. I'm like, who decided to, like, get a big moth and was like, Mothman lamp? And then, like, I saw one where it was like a moth, and it was like it was a spaceship, and he's just like going to the biggest lamp of them all. And it was a fucking sun.
Well, there's actually I have an ulterior motive for wanting this to be in the podcast. I got in a Twitter moment because of this.
You got in a Twitter
you got
moment.
In Twitter
because of
moment.
This?
Yep.
Wait, why are we impressed?
Oh,
Twitter moments
God.
Are garbage.
Fuck it. My tweet that got in was, imagine you hear a bunch of noise outside and you go to check it, and it's a gigantic moth hopping out of his homie's car to steal your fucking lamps. That was an original tweet. I'm proud of that.
That was the tweet that made it in Twitter moments?
I think it was the only purely text post that like wasn't like a reaction.
It did. I'm looking at it now.
Yeah, I am staring at the tweet right now. I can't believe that happened.
That's why it got like a jump.
Twitter moments are garbage.
It got a jump in likes today. I know you hate Twitter moments, but I personally enjoy them. But it got like a jump in likes today.
No, they can be good.
It got like a jump in likes today, and that was what it was from, I guess.
They can be good, but sometimes they're like... relatable new Fortnite meme, and then it's like a punch emoji.
Have you played any of Fortnite season 6?
It just started.
No, I have not.
I saw something about a ghost or whatever, and apparently there's pets now.
There are pets.
Fortnite?
What the hell is going on?
My Fortnite addiction has like been stomped, and I don't wish to spend any more time with it.
Dude, I've just been playing so much Destiny.
I haven't played that much Destiny. You need to tell me when you're
playing! Well, I'm playing at like 3 a.m. when you're like asleep. My sleep schedule is ruined.
I'll stay up to 6 a.m. to play Destiny. My sleep schedule's fucked anyways. You know, whatever.
Diesel, 3 a.m. for you is like midnight for Brayden. He'll be up.
Oh, wait,
I don't know. He's usually going to bed because he's like, oh, I gotta wake up tomorrow. And then he
doesn't
wake
up at 4 p.m. tomorrow.
I gotta go do nothing tomorrow because all I do is sit inside and read Reddit.
I don't wake up at 4 p.m. I wake up at 10 to noon. Okay.
That's fair.
You're still missing a lot.
I mean, no. 10 to noon's fine. Like, I wouldn't want to wake up at noon every day, but like 10 o'clock's not like a terrible time to get
up. I don't really wake up at noon. I only wake up at noon if I'm up till 3 or 4.
Like, sometimes I have bad days where like I'll like wake up at 1 or 2 and I'll just feel like shit because I'm like, fuck, I just lost like so much of my day. And now I'm going to be up till 4 a.m. again.
Some days I wake up at like 8 or 9 or, you know, maybe even 7 because I have to go places.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have anywhere that I can go, and Brandon doesn't want to go anywhere.
Where do I have to go?
Nowhere, exactly.
Exactly.
Nowhere. See, at least you have the choice to stay inside, Brandon.
Squidward stays inside his house.
Squidward
has no responsibilities aside from YouTube. I wish I could live that life.
That's true.
Dude, I got assigned 14 pages of essay today.
What? When's
it
due?
I have a 14-page paper. Well, it's one's 10 pages and the other's 4. But I'm just saying it's a 114-page paper. That's a lot.
I mean, I saw an unethical life pro tip on Reddit about, like, there's, like, a font that looks exactly like Times New Roman, but it's ever so slightly spaced out more. It really helps pad out the paper.
I mean, I don't know. Like, we're talking 10 pages here. That's still going to be a lot of writing. I don't know how much.
Dude, it adds up, dude. It adds up.
I'm not saying do it because it's on unethical life pro tips for a reason.
Yeah, I'm not going to risk that. Because, like, it's worth 30% of my grade.
Ah!
So.
You got assigned a 14-page paper yesterday. When's it due?
No, I got assigned a 14-page paper today.
Oh, when's it due?
One paper's due on the 15th. The next is due November 26th.
Is the 14-page one due the
Well, 26? Okay, so it's a 10-page paper and a 4-page paper, and I get to choose when each is done. So I think I'm going to, like, knock out the 10-page one first. Yeah, unfortunately, I'm gonna write a 10-page research paper on that.
What's the research paper about?
It's about hero. Well, you could choose it, but basically, I gotta look at a bunch of ancient literature, so like Epic of Gilgamesh, Agamemnon, Cannibal King Unis. These are things that nobody listening to the podcast has probably read yet.
I haven't read it either.
I can't
read it if you go to college and don't do YouTube.
Why would I do that?
Well, obviously, you do YouTube.
Yeah.
But bet you wish you had my life.
Definitely.
I mean, I don't really know. Like, I'm curious, but I don't know if at the end of the day I really want to understand what goes on in your psyche that makes you think that a minion on the head of a muscular man is funny. I laughed, but it's still your profile picture.
It's not even that funny anymore. Like, it was funny for a moment.
No, it's just normal.
It's just like, it's just there. Like, I feel like every single one of us has to go through a phase where we just have like a minion related profile picture for a while. Like, Brandon's was the minion Patrick that he had for like 2 months straight. And
oh yeah, I'm gonna change that back.
Diesel's is the fucking muscular man, and mine's only a matter of time, I suppose.
I don't get it. Memes.
We're back, baby.
Oh god.
Okay, like, we're back. He just changed his fucking profile picture back to the minion Patrick.
I just fucking. Jesus. I like woke up, checked r/dank memes, and then it was just Tintin memes and like moths, and I was really confused.
So like,
I don't get the Tintin memes.
Wait, what are the Tintin
like,
memes?
They're just vaguely racist because they draw black people like that Pokemon Jinx.
Wait, what are the fucking Tintin memes? I have no idea what this is about.
They're like Tintin memes. It's just like
memes are always on Reddit before they hit Twitter.
Yeah,
always.
But like, have moth memes made a resurgence because they're blowing up on Twitter now?
They've just kind of been the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Whenever I see memes, like, meme economy is the best thing to follow, because it's like, you'll actually see a template posted on meme economy, and then it's like, it makes it onto, like, like viral Reddit, and it's funny. Like, I think the Despicable Me one made it on meme economy before it blew up.
Really?
Like, where it's just like, yeah, where he, like, looks back at the sign. Yeah, that one.
It's like,
yeah.
It's like fucking Shark Tank. They're just pitching meme ideas and meme economy, and then like the investors pick which ones they want to nab, and then they just fucking post them on mainstream Reddit or Twitter.
Yeah, and then there's like a bunch of Fallout memes where it's like the guys like,
excuse me, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's what it is.
I really enjoy r/Crusader memes. Because, like, I don't know. I just find the idea of, like, crusading very funny. I don't know why.
I love r/history memes. That subreddit is amazing. I love that fucking subreddit. It has such good memes on it. They're all, like, some of them are pretty racy, but a lot of them are really funny.
That's what makes them funny.
Yeah, let's be real.
Sometimes you just need a little edgy in your life, don't you?
Yeah. Okay. Like, so, are we done talking about the? Are we talking about your Twitter moment?
Maybe in this podcast we're done, but in my heart, I'll never be done talking about Mothlamp.
Okay. Okay, Buster. Tell that to me next episode.
Brandon.
Okay.
I think we should switch around. I think you
should I switch my topics around?
I think you should do the second one first. Yeah.
Okay, I'll switch my topics around.
You didn't need to physically change their position to the
yes,
topic.
I do.
There was no reason
yes,
to do
I
that.
Yes, I do. Okay, are you guys ready for my topic?
I'm buckled in, buddy.
Okay, what would happen if on the news and like trending on Twitter and Reddit and stuff like that, people were told, and this is it's true, that the world is going to end in 30 days? How chaotic do you think everything would get?
Do you think? Wait, is this like a scenario where everybody like knows it and believes it, or like where it's we're just told it and we're
everyone knows the world's going to end in 30 days, and they believe it, and it's actually true. Like, the world's going to end in 30 days.
Okay.
And
okay.
What do you think the reaction would be?
Well, chaos is pretty much inevitable, right? Like, there's no
yeah,
point in,
but
like...
how chaotic?
It's like, why worry about being governed if there's no, like there's not going to be any long-term consequences because there's no long-term left?
Yeah.
It's like...
How chaotic?
It's like people given a month to live, like, oh, the people who are given a month to live, they decide to rob a bank because why the fuck not? Except it's everybody.
So basically, it'd be like The Purge, but for a month.
I don't know. I don't know if it would be like as bad as The Purge for a month. I feel like for one reason, I don't think The Purge would like be as bad in real life. I feel like a lot of people would just hunker down or steal a TV or some shit. I don't think everybody would try to murder everybody.
Yeah, I don't think everybody would magically turn into a rapist murderer the second we find out this happens. It just doesn't seem like.
I think if you're in a big city, it could get really bad.
Maybe.
Probably.
But that's just because everybody's packed together. It's not because there's inherently more like murderers.
Yeah. Yeah.
The ratio is probably still similar, but I don't have the stats for that, so.
I don't have the Purge murdering stats.
Do you think, like, the governments would immediately collapse? Or because, like, what do you think fucking Secret Service? Do you think they just not get a shit
anymore?
I
think they'd immediately establish martial law.
Huh.
What, for 30 days before the world ends?
Would the people, enforcing the martial law even give a shit anymore, though?
Good point.
Like, there's
good
no
point.
Future to ensure anymore.
I think the governments of the world would talk for, like, you know, the first, like, 30 days or whatever, they'd talk it out, and they'd be like, hey, the most likely place to survive on Earth is this meteor. Let's say it's a meteor, right? So the Earth's gonna be at this rotation when it hits, right? So the most likely place to survive would be X location. I think all the governments would be like, okay, we're gonna save as many people as we can in that time period, get them on this side of the Earth. They still might die, but they might survive.
Brandon, this is sounding like some Heaven's Gate type shit. I don't know how I feel about this.
This is sounding like the plot of the movie 2012.
What was the plot of the movie 2012? I didn't watch that.
The world ended. Flooded. Everyone's like, get to this location so world don't flood.
Everybody got big boats.
Man.
Yeah, then didn't some people freeze to death? The weather guys froze to death or something?
It was like an earthquake. I don't know. That movie was awful. I remember like when the 2012 stuff was like really big when I was a kid. I actually thought like the world might end because there was so many people panicking.
Yeah, like, I'm pretty sure I watched in geography class.
When I was 12, like it was one of those things where like I didn't think it was gonna end, but like that feeling in the back of your head that makes you think that like shut the fuck up.
I'm so sorry. Please keep going.
That like irking feeling. I'm sorry. That irking feeling in the back of your head. Can we cut that out?
Yeah, timestamp it. I'll cut it.
Thanks, Brandon. Appreciate you.
Just place an oof over that.
Just put an oof.
I'll place an oof over
just
it.
Just put like an oof okay. over the word.
Yeah, it sounded like.
Oh god!
It sounded just like Ninja. Can I keep the laughter in? Can I keep the laughter in and us talking about this right now?
Yeah, you can. Yeah. Just. But that feeling in the back of your head that, like, maybe it will end, though, you know?
No, I had that, too, because I was like, oh, my God, what happens if the world blows up and then I die and I'm only in eighth grade or whatever?
Yeah, I know, right? You know? Okay, so is that... Don't call me a virgin.
I mean, I was telling you, if the world was going to end in 30 days, I think, like, for the first few days, people would be, like, kind of and as it got closer, you know, you'd start to see more and more
stuff
chaos happen.
Out.
More people doing, like, things they wouldn't normally do.
Yeah.
Either that or they just flip shit on it immediately.
I don't think it would be immediate. Like, there would be a change immediate, but I think, like, the strongest effects wouldn't be seen for a little bit, even if it's only a few hours.
Could you imagine the final day before the end of the world?
Thought of the final day, like fucking. Can you imagine the memes that would come out of it? Like there would be so many shit.
People just be memeing the end of the world.
Like,
oh, I saw a tweet about
that.
There was a tweet I saw where it was just like, you know, if the world ends, I really want to see the meme.
Like, but the thing is, like, that's
amazing.
That seems like a very like weird thing to have perspective of how on our generation, but it's like it most definitely would happen, right? Like,
no, we'd totally meme the end of the world because it'd be fucking hilarious. It'd be the best meme. It'd be the best month of memes ever.
It'd
be amazing.
Last month of memes, so of course they're all going to be the best.
No, but it would be the best because it's like...
It'd be the best because, you know, it's really going to happen.
The
we're
gravity of
die.
The situation is so large.
maybe a bunch of good things would happen. Like, we get all those games released early because it's like, fuck it. There's no, like, the original release date didn't even happen, and so...
They just release all these broken, shitty games.
It's like Smash Ultimate gets released like next day,
and then the fucking
oh no fucking
Earth.
Fucking like Sakurai is just like nope, I'm not. I'm like I'm giving this game as long as I can. And he releases on the last day of the fucking world, and everybody lines up to the stores to buy it.
Everybody's hunkering down with
their
family
they buy
to play
it.
Smash Bros.
They just
buy it.
They would because Sakurai. Sakurai set.
They wouldn't buy it. They just steal it. Are you kidding me?
Oh, come on. It's Smash Bros, bro. Nobody'd steal.
Everybody's going to orderly line up to buy a Smash Bros.
No, come on, dude. It'd be like the final midnight release.
What if you order online and it's like 2-day shipping and it's the last day? It's like, shit.
Brandon, it would be the final midnight release.
The final Jesus.
The final midnight release of the century.
Dawn of the final midnight release.
Is Black Ops 4 a midnight release on Battle.net?
I think so? I'm not sure like how it's being done on Battle.net. I think it's midnight release, at least in the physical copies.
Yeah, I want to know, because it's like, I always want to know what game's midnight release or not, because it's like, midnight release is really fun, even though just digital, but like, they never fucking tell you. So,
yeah, just the anticipation of waiting and staying up, or whatever the fuck.
Yeah. Okay, so we've established that the Purge will happen on a lesser level if the world will end in 3 days.
Elon Musk is clearly going to save the world because he's Superman and he knows everything and his cars are electric.
He'll just throw a car at it and he's like, problem solved.
I'm pretty sure that, like, fuck, who was it? Somebody talked to Trump or something like that, or someone involved with something, and they talked to them about, meteorite protection. I can't remember the details. I think it was Neil deGrasse Tyson, but I'm not sure. So, but they talked about, like, you know, meteor countermeasures, even though it's, like, you know, unlikely. They just want to be like, yeah, we should probably have, like, a nuke we can send into space to destroy a meteor, you know. So, what would happen if you blew up a nuke in space?
Or we could get, like, a bunch of fucking fans and just, like, scare it away.
Blow attack with our fans. Fly away.
Yeah, that's really gonna work quite, because there's definitely air in space.
It's like how everybody pointed their fans in the sky to make hurricanes go away. It works the same way.
If the Earth is flat, will a meteor like punch a hole in it?
It depends how. I mean, like, meteors don't really go that deep, like, all things considered, do they? Like, it would depend how thick the flat Earth is.
I don't know. They kind of make really big holes.
Yeah, they make pretty big. I mean, like, imagine if it's like a huge meteor.
It doesn't even break the first layer of the Earth, so it would depend how, like, thick the flat Earth actually is.
Well, an extinction level meteor would be fucking huge.
Yeah, but it still wouldn't break the crust, I don't think.
Well, no, this is if the Earth is flat. There is no, like, core.
Yeah, there's no core, but, like, it's hard to say, because, like, part of the reason why it probably doesn't, like, break so much here is because it has all that stuff underneath it, like, supporting it. But, like, if it was flat, like, who knows, like, how much it would penetrate it.
It would just go straight through the middle, and, like, that would just cause the entire world to just, like, fall. Like,
Nah, it wouldn't fall. It'd just be a donut.
Spleef in Minecraft.
No. It would make a hole, and that was how the Halo series started.
Okay.
Because it's a Halo.
Earth is flat.
I was rewatching Vsauce's Flat Earth video, and I completely forgot everything you said in it, and then I was like, dang, this is interesting all over again.
When is Halo Infinite coming out?
Yes, I have no clue.
I'm pretty sure it's on PC, or it will be on PC.
Yeah, through the Windows Store, ew.
You take what you can get.
I mean, yeah, I'll take a Halo on PC, honestly. It's been a while. What, the last one was Halo 1, literally, like, damn.
You know what sucks? Origins, one of the better... Origin is one of the better, like, online game, kind of, like, fucking downloaders and shit, like, stores, and it's, like, one of the least used. Like, they have some of the best support.
It's got, like, the, just the attachment to EA, like, kind of smoldering it.
Yeah, but, like, I'm pretty sure their support got way worse because people were funding a game. What game was it? Oh my god, you know what I just fucking remembered? What? A Way Out! Diesel, you fucking asshole!
Whoops.
Fuck you! We are 42 fucking episodes into this podcast, and we have not finished that fucking game!
Remember when you
guys...
When
did it even come out?
Remember when you guys...
I'm pretty sure A Way Out came out before this podcast even fucking existed!
Remember...
What the fuck?!
Remember when you guys were planning to, like, finish it the day before VidCon?
Yeah.
Diesel, you fucking asshole! We need to finish that game!
I will set aside time to play
We're, like, halfway through that fucking game!
I
will set aside time to deliberately ignore Brandon.
To ignore Brandon's messages. Whenever he, like, asks, though, like, to play A Way Out, could you send him the screenshot of Slazo saying, "Hello, Wild Spartans, that could be epic"? Here, I'll drop it in chat just so you have it on
hand. Oh my fucking god. Sure A Way Out came out well before this podcast existed, and we have not finished it.
Man, we
For
should finish it.
For 42 episodes,
someday.
We haven't fucking finished
Listen,
it.
Listen, you may not have completed A Way Out, but not being able to complete it after 42 episodes of saying you will is an achievement on its own.
It really is, but god damn it, Diesel!
Just name this episode, There's No Way Out.
There's No Way Out.
No, because then we can't clickbait it with Shane Dawson.
Yeah,
boom.
And we'd want to clickbait it with Shane Dawson.
Yeah, transition. Okay, so Shane Dawson put out a series about Jake Paul, the mind of Jake Paul, right? Not you, Siri, you dumb fucking...
Why is Siri named Jake Paul?
I don't fucking know. Okay, so Shane Dawson put out a series called In the Mind of Jake Paul, or The Mind of Jake Paul, or something like that, right? I watched the first episode. It's good so far. I haven't had a chance to watch part two, but... Shane Dawson brought up something really interesting, and I think it's going to be a problem, which is he talked about how YouTubers, one, he thinks they all have something wrong with them to some extent, which I disagree with, and two, they also brought up the whole thing with sociopaths and psychopaths because of Jake and Logan Paul, and I think this is going to be a problem, because people are going to start accusing people who show any type of emotion on camera as a psychopath or sociopath, which is a really big label to give somebody, and something that shouldn't be taken lightly, especially when most people are neither of those things.
Yeah.
So
like, the fear is that it's going to start being thrown around very flippantly, and like to where like in places it shouldn't be.
What is your fucking vocabulary today? Can't you just say normal words?
Flippantly. We're both quiet today.
Flippantly?
No, I think that's a good word to use, you troglodyte. No,
but he's like using words.
You know, Brandon, not all of us have such a small vernacular.
No, okay, shut the fuck up.
I think the profile like, picture speaks for itself.
My minion is bigger than yours.
My minion is bigger than yours. It represents
well,
my
brain. My minion's Patrick.
It represents Diesel's IQ, like all those muscles represent his IQ. Yours, it's a stick. Yours is a stick. It's a lump of sausage.
Okay. Okay.
But the fear is that it's going to be thrown around like way too like casually. So, are you happy now?
It's and just that, funny because like you were like reaching for new words to use, and then you found one that sounded just like ninja. Okay, continue.
I hate you. The thing is, when I mention like a feeling in the back of my head, that's the word I typically use, and I didn't really make the connection until recently.
Okay, continue.
But it's like the fear is it's going to be thrown around too casually, and people who are sociopaths or psychopaths are going to start being labeled like that, and anybody like their people's actions are going to be microanalyzed even further for things that like may or may not really be there.
Yeah, and it's like, so especially when it's like, for example, a psychologist. They won't diagnose somebody with narcissism or psychopathy or sociopathy until they talk to them extensively for a long time. You can't just diagnose somebody with one of those things off of watching a YouTube video. And I know this because I had to talk to somebody about our buddy Onision for a video I did.
Who's
and
that?
Onision? Onision's a guy who's very interesting.
He sounds like he smells.
Yeah, he does smell. He smells a lot. I talked to them about Onision, and they were like, yeah, even if we personally believe something, we can't diagnose them with it, because it's like, that's just wrong. Because it's like, you don't know. You could be totally wrong. So it's like, throwing around the... And also, they're not supposed to. That's another thing. But throwing around, like, psychopaths and sociopaths, I think it's going to be a thing that people start doing because of this. Because it's like, oh, yeah, Jake Paul acts a certain way, and, like, this person acts a certain way. And it's like, psychopaths and sociopaths, they mimic human behavior to seem normal and charming. Like, that's what they do. You know? You know, some things, of course, like walking into a forest and finding a dead body and not feeling any remorse or, you know, feeling that's wrong at all could be something you could point at. But, you know, most people don't do that.
Yeah, it's like,
okay.
Do you think like this like will be a case of like a lot of people doing it to a lot of people for like a short burst of time, like immediately after it's been brought into the limelight? Or do you think it's like created a thing in the public consciousness that'll last for a while,
well,
even if it's less like, even if it's more subtly?
I think
it's
short.
There's, in general, I think there's a lack of understanding with mental health and mental illness overall, where people, you know, like, for example, people who are like, you know, like someone who's like just an asshole will be like, oh yeah, I'm bipolar and... no, you're not. You're just an ass. Or, like, people will say they're a certain thing without really understanding, like, the concepts behind those words and those meanings that, like, go on in, like, clinical psychology. And, I mean, like, I've seen it before already with YouTube where people are labeling people with, like, psychopathy and sociopathy with, like, really just no basis of evidence. You know, I can Google a couple Wikipedia articles and claim to be an expert in these things, but I'm not. And I think, like, you know how there's, like, that curve of, like knowledge to actual knowledge, you know, where it's like, oh, you don't know a lot, but you think you do. And a lot of people get into that mindset where they think they know a lot about a certain subject, but they only know, like, tertiary knowledge about it. They don't know, like, the knowledge of the subject inside and out.
Wait, so, what curve is this? I'm not seeing this.
Okay, Jesus, I can't remember what it's called, but basically, like, at the beginning of it, you know nothing, and then you know a little, but you're so overconfident with what you know, you think you know a lot. And then after you read about it more, you realize how little you know until you actually know a lot, and then you slowly go back up on the curve.
Okay. So it's
but,
like...
It's hard without a visual, and I'd visualize it if I could, but I cannot right now.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Minion Man.
Let me, let's just call it the Fibonacci Spiral.
The Fibonacci Spiral.
Curve of knowledge Fibonacci versus confidence.
Curve of knowledge versus confidence. I believe that's
okay.
It. But it's like you get people that claim all these things or know these things about, like, mental illness, and they really don't. And I don't even know after this entire documentary we'll have enough conclusive evidence to determine either of the Paul brothers being a sociopath or not.
You won't. You can make oh yeah, I think they are. Like, you can, like, believe they are.
Educated.
I wouldn't go around
whatever.
Saying it. Yeah, you can make a guess, but, like, someone would really have to have a 1-on-1 conversation with them over stuff.
Someone who's truly qualified
to pick somebody out who is one of those things. You'd have to actually have a 1-on-1 conversation extensively to figure it out or not, and have to be over multiple sessions over a long period of time. Because it's like, you know, a psychopath or a sociopath aren't just going to go ahead and admit they're a psychopath or sociopath, because the whole point of them doing what they do is to be charming, you know, and to, like, just basically manipulate people when it comes to a psychopath or sociopath. But, like, the problem is, like, a good deed or, like, emotions could just be perceived as that, which
yeah,
is
like
the issue.
Anything can be skewed to fit a narrative.
Yeah, and if you have, like, a negative opinion of a person, you're automatically going to assume that because you don't like them in some people's cases.
You're going to be predisposed to that bias. And I don't think, like, you know, there's this claim that Shane makes in part one where he's saying, you know, you have to have some kind of, like, just not necessarily a disorder, but you need to be a narcissist, or you need to be, like, very ego-centered, very self-centered to mm-hmm. be, like, an entertainer or a person who's, like, on YouTube doing this whole thing. And, I mean, I beg to differ personally. I mean, I quite like my privacy. You know, I'm open, but I do keep things back.
Yeah, like,
yeah, I know.
I feel like it's a false equivalence to say that, like, talking to millions of people and, like, loving the attention is different than sitting in your room and talking to a camera and then,
like,
getting to edit it out so, like, only, like, thin things you want said go out, and then, like, being a recluse for the rest of your existence. Like,
yeah.
I feel like that you can't make that same, like, comparison between people, because, like, there's not, like, the real person-to-person interaction directly, because you're just talking to a camera by yourself for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe to close friends.
I know, like, there are people who are YouTubers, and they make videos, you know, and they're like, haha, I got you, you're a sociopath. But it's not like they're doing that because they're, like, necessarily bad people in a sense. You know, some of them I might, like, say they are, but that's just my opinion of the person, and it differs from person to person. But, like, you, like you're saying someone's a sociopath, but you're predisposed to dislike that person, and, like, it's just a person's opinion. And I think, you know, if we're gonna see videos that show up like that, I think audiences and people should be very consciously aware of, like, what other creators are saying, you know, especially if it's, like, a quote-unquote exposed video on someone. Because, like, you're really taking, like, a leap of faith there, saying something that's such a big claim. And I think that's with anything where it's, like, you get somebody that's, like, saying that they've done something really, really bad, and then exposed videos show up, and it's really just conjecture based on what people are saying, you know? So,
yeah.
Like, I've seen total videos that are made off of he said, she said stuff, and it's, like, you can't determine whether or not someone's a psychopath or a sociopath based off of that. But I already know that we're going to see videos where people make those claims and arguments, you know, based off of what we're seeing now with Jake Paul.
Yeah, and, like, you can describe someone as sociopathic. It doesn't mean they're a sociopath.
Yeah,
like you can say someone has traits. Yeah, but, like narcissist or, like, narcissistic, for example.
Like, that doesn't saying mean someone acts narcissistic and saying they're a narcissist are two different things.
Yeah, and I think that's the best
like,
word.
But everybody has like narcissistic tendencies or sociopathic tendencies. Like we have tendencies. It doesn't mean we are those things.
I think sociopathic and psychopathic are two. Like if you say those about someone, they immediately assume they are that thing. But I think with narcissist and narcissistic,
I think that's for everything like that, though.
Yeah,
I don't
it's
think
like,
you can say someone has tendencies because then the people watching your content are gonna say, oh, that person is that.
Okay, yeah, not tendencies, not tendencies. Like, you can describe them a certain thing without saying they are a certain thing. But it's like, doing something that's, like, an asshole-ish or in being an asshole, you know?
I think the best word that, like, has, like, a really big difference is, like, calling someone a narcissist over narcissistic. Because I think narcissistic usually clicks in people's head as, like, that person is an ego. Not really, like, they have narcissistic personality disorder.
Yeah, like, so it seems less connotated with, like, the the mental condition.
Yeah, but
than,
sociopathic and psychopathic are
like, immediately jump to that whole thing.
I think the language can be misconstrued in a way, like, that, you know, you are calling them that thing. Even though you're not, and we all know that, you know, because we make the content, we have to be careful with our language when we're talking about certain things.
Yeah.
You know, the audience, you gotta, like, they interpret it a different way, you know, when you say something. And I mean, like, it's not us who talk about this shit. I mean, if anybody's gonna get close to it on their channel, it's me. But it's like, if I talk about something that has to do with this, I probably wouldn't ever talk about something like this. But like, if I talk about a topic that's serious and someone's involved with it, one, I need to be careful with my language, and two, I better know my shit. Like, I didn't talk about like I just did the video on my like weight loss and like this obesity thing, and you know, I wanted to make sure I knew enough that I wasn't gonna get on camera and say shit that I knew was wrong, and then not only do I look like a dumbass, I can cause other people to engage in like harmful behavior, you know. So I think it's just like a matter of like people who are creators, and I don't know who listens to the show, but like people who are creators need to be like conscious of like the content that they're putting out. And I mean, yeah, I've made mistakes in the past. No shit, everybody does. Ooh, whoop-de fucking do. Man, you sure got me there. But like, yeah, I don't think it necessarily justifies using such strong language on a person for getting like your point across. I don't know. That's just me.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on the severity of what you think they did, but it's like, it's still.
Yeah, I think the best way to describe Jake and Logan Paul and be safe is say they're unempathetic. Because like, they totally are.
or just assholes. I mean, assholes.
Yeah, or assholes.
Yeah, from everything I've seen, it feels like that.
Or dickheads. You know,
dickheads.
Asshole dickhead pricks.
There you go. You know? Any combination of, like, swear words would really work for them.
What the hell is this?
I like it when you put, can I say that? I'm basically Hispanic. Like, they're like the Asians of the Hispanic world.
What? Yeah. Wait, what? Diesel, they're Asian. Filipinos are Asian.
How it works.
Okay. Diesel, talk about distracted boyfriend sexist meme now. Because I think we said
our piece
about nobody's
going to have any context for that. Just leave it like that.
The distracted boyfriend is sexist meme is a psychopath. Okay, Diesel, tell us why.
The distracted boyfriend in that meme, he hates all the women. So a Swedish internet company, right, decided to think about whether or not that boyfriend, like he's holding hands with his girlfriend, he's looking back at the girl in the red shirt, you know that meme?
Yeah.
So they had to sit down and basically determine whether or not this was sexist or not, because somebody used it in an ad for hiring. So is the distracted boyfriend meme sexist?
Was it like a question of if their usage of the meme was sexist, or was it like the meme as a whole?
Both their usage and the meme as a whole.
Okay, I don't think the meme as a whole is sexist. I don't know what their usage was, I guess.
Okay, so, I'm trying to figure out why they think it's sexist, because it's like, obviously I don't think they think it's sexist towards men. because no one ever thinks that.
They think it's to advertise jobs.
Okay.
This is job advertising.
From what I've seen, something about like how it encourages only males to seek jobs because the woman is the trophy or whatever the fuck. I don't know. That's why they think it's sexist? I don't know.
No,
I haven't read the whole thing in depth.
That is why they think it's sexist.
Wait, you're kidding.
Yes. Because
that is stupid.
They feel that it's gender discriminatory.
Stretch.
If any, I don't know. I think it'd be a stretch to say this, but I think it'd make more sense to say that it's sexist towards men because it's depicting a guy as being like basically someone who's unhappy with his girlfriend and potentially a cheater.
You can't be sexist towards men. They're the ones in power.
But that makes more sense!
Man, listen, Halo Reach is my favorite Halo game. Halo Reach! Great game.
Halo Reach kind of sucked.
What? That's my... What?
Halo 3 was better.
I loved Halo Reach.
Halo 3 is better.
Halo Reach is the one I grew up on, man. I can't lie.
I grew up on Halo 3 and Reach. Reach was okay.
I don't know.
Reach sucked ass.
Reach was my first fucking Halo game, so it's just the one I played a lot.
Four was shit.
I thought it was alright.
Four was shit. They ruined it.
I thought it was alright.
Wait, there was a there. Wait, it's a poll I see. Someone, is it sexist? Of course it's not. Okay, thank God. Most people understand. Only 8% said yes.
Well, that's the internet, you know? Like, of course that
well, who,
part
well, who
is
the
say,
personality
no,
who
not.
Held the poll?
We are Hydrated.
Can you link it in chat?
It made it in the Twitter moment.
I've never heard of them. They have,
I've never heard of them either.
No followers.
I know,
why
but
they
made it.
This?
They made it in Twitter moment. So
they're a social media marketing agency based in Glasgow and London. Probably pronounced Glasgow wrong.
Glasgow.
I cannot believe that this is something that people in a boardroom sat around, looked at this meme, and went,
is that
sexist?
Women? Is that sexist? Guys, is this meme
sexist?
It's
also
sexist?
Sweden, and that seems like to be the in thing is BPC over there. So.
Guys, Sweden, hello, welcome to Sweden.
Yeah, why can't things just be no in Sweden they go like PewDiePie, bro.
Everybody in Sweden is PewDiePie. Okay, the Swedish language consists of saying PewDiePie, pew.
They meet in the streets and go like, I'm PewDiePie, and then
it's like the fucking Groot language where it's just different tones and speeds of fucking saying it's PewDiePie. Like, just different consistencies of that as the whole language. You can take it as an elective on Asgard.
PewDiePie, PewDiePie.
Yes, the language.
I think that's as far as the gag should be taken. Let's stop now.
Yeah, okay, yeah, but Sweden thinks everything's sexist.
I thought everyone in Sweden looks like the Muppet. You know, the Swedish chef.
Hugenberg
Hurt.
What?
You haven't seen him?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't
I
know
might
who the Swedish chef
talking
is.
About?
I might have seen it. Send it.
You have to have seen the Swedish chef. Come on.
I probably have seen it.
He's a fucking Muppet. How have you not?
I probably have,
like
but
a
I
literal
probably
Muppet,
don't remember.
Not a metaphorical one.
Wait, is it the chef?
Yeah, the Swedish chef.
Oh, yeah, I've seen the chef.
Oh, my God.
I've seen the chef.
I can't believe that hasn't been brought up as racist.
That's true.
That we should start that. Let's make that happen. Let's have
let's,
everybody
let's
get
not do
everything.
That.
Everything let's in like early 2000s and like late 1990s has not been brought up as racist. What are you laughing at? Thanos wall?
Thanos feet. Nobody's gonna have any context for that either.
Good.
I just love that.
Good.
That's great. See, I love being the people on the podcast who are like talking about jokes and stuff with no context, and the audience never gets a joke. Because I know for a fact, when I listen to podcasts that aren't on YouTube, and someone brings up a joke like that, I hate it. So fuck you.
Fuck you. This is my revenge. I hope one of the podcasters I listened to who did that to me is listening to this one right now. Brandon cries in his head.
Yeah. Okay. So
anyway,
is that it? Meme's not sexist.
I don't have a segue. No. That meme is.
Oh,
speaking of sexist, we have Bleach.
Wait, yeah, I brought the most like controversial topics today.
You always bring the most controversial topics.
And we wonder why our CPM's not that great.
Spend my time looking at. I find this shit interesting.
But to break up the tension, like just as a quick bit, what have you guys listened to the new Brockhampton album?
What tension? There is no tension. We're laughing at a
Swedish
company.
Brandon, I'm mad.
What? What are you mad
I'm
at?
I'm steaming.
Brandon, I'm
steaming.
Pissed. Now that you said there's no tension and I was wrong, I'm fucking mad at you.
Well, fuck you then, asshole!
But have you guys listened to the Brockhampton album?
No.
I have not.
Okay, never mind then.
I don't listen to any albums that Continue. Have pregnant people on the cover. I Continue. Thought that was funny. All right, guys. God, everybody's a fucking critic.
I think
not
you're
all
sexist.
Can be winners.
No one even said anything, and Diesel's like, fuck you guys.
Diesel's fuck you like, guys. I wanted to laugh.
Okay, are you guys ready to look at
go for it. Just go. Just go.
More fun stuff? Here, I'll just read the title. Law student, 20, pours water mixed with bleach on a women's groin, or men's groins, my bad. Men's groins on the Russian metro stop, stop them from manspreading. Oh, God, manspreading. There we go. I
God,
read
that was like a Reddit video.
It's pronounced spreading.
Spreading. I like that more. Yeah, but basically, guys, don't manspread in Russia or someone's going to pour bleach on your fucking dick.
What
yeah,
the
this
story.
Is horrifying.
Fucking, what, like, she's fucking insane. Like, oh my God. Like,
I really hate the manspreading thing because it's like, you know, we have a thing called testicles.
Like, I get, like, maybe it might be obnoxious, but it's like, it's not that big of a deal. You
yeah,
pour bleach
on. Ask someone to scoot over instead of
yeah,
pouring
they'll probably close
bleach
their
on their
like,
dick.
It's not. It's not that fucking deep.
Yeah, the best part about the image that they use for this is, like, this woman is going up to this guy just sitting down minding his own business because he's manspreading, but there's multiple other seats on the train that if someone was that bothered, they could get up and go to a different seat. Like, it's not that big of a deal. Why do people care about this shit?
Like,
why?
And couldn't like, this can cause permanent damage, can it not?
No, yeah, the reason she did it, you. The reason she did it was because she wanted them to have, like, it was, like, something like a fucking mark of shame or something.
Yeah. By literally chemically burning their wieners.
Yeah.
Yeah, this bitch should be in jail, I'm just saying.
No, it's
you know
funny
what's
too,
weird? Nobody
she's
pressed
a fucking...
charges.
Nobody pressed charges, and the only thing I saw on Twitter and shit was this being looked at fucking positively, and I was
fucking
blown away. Like, what
she's a
the
fucking
fuck?
Law student. Yeah, she's a fucking law student, too. She has to know this shit's fucking illegal. Like, she has to, like, know this is not legal. You know?
Even if it wasn't illegal, this is, like, morally reprehensible.
Hey, let me tell you something. If you think this is a good thing, you're a fucking lunatic, and I can say that with confidence.
Here's the conspiracy
yes,
theory,
I do,
though,
I
right?
Too.
So, first of all, like, one, before I get into the conspiracy theory around this.
You think it's fake?
There's been, like, tons of chemical attacks in, like, Europe, specifically England.
Yeah, I know.
Right? So, like, this isn't good to begin with, because even, okay, and the conspiracy theory is that this is fake, that this is staged. But even if it is fake, this can give someone, like, I'd never have the idea to throw bleach on a person's crotch because they're manspreading. But now, a crazy person might actually get that idea and use much stronger acid on someone's, well, bleach is a base, but use a much stronger thing to burn someone or chemically burn someone, you know?
Yeah,
so, like...
That's another problem with, like, the media, like, promoting shit like this. Like, as soon as there's an article on it, it's like someone gets that idea in their head to go fucking pour bleach on someone's dick. Like, you know? So, it's... That's also a problem. But, like, I think this has a pretty high possibility of being fake. But the fact that people are, like, praising this and being like, oh my god, she's a hero. She poured bleach on men's penises. Oh my god. You're a fucking loony. Like, just straight up. If you think this is a good thing. It's not a good thing. Because as soon as somebody else gets fed up with it and does it to your gender, to be like, oh, that's bad.
Oh, hey, oh, come on. Hey, come on. Don't do that, man. Come on.
Yeah. The worst part is, too.
I can't believe, like, she's gotten such little backlash in Russia, because if you did that on, like, the New York City subway, you would literally die.
No, like, I'd imagine Russians would fucking beat the shit out of you, too.
I know, which is why I think this is strange.
Well, see, another thing is, too, is
people think it's fake.
People probably just think it's water. Like, imagine, like, because it's, like, in a bottle, so it's, like, people probably just assume it's water at first.
Wouldn't it, like, how long would it take for it to, like, burn or some shit?
I don't know,
yeah, because it's not, it's a mix of bleach and water, because, so it might be, like, delayed or just, you know, not be as strong for you to notice right away.
Yeah.
And then you take off your pants, and then all of a sudden it looks like, Infinity War down there.
Actually, another thing about this is pretty likely stage, unless she was, like, hey, friend. What, record me pouring bleach into people's dicks.
Yeah, but then if it's staged, is it to just scare men into not manspreading, or is it making fun of women who are upset over?
Yeah, like, is this supposed to gauge the reaction of, like, people, like, who are against manspreading? Like, how far, like, are they willing to accept this? Like, was this meant to satirize it or whatever?
I have no idea. I just know that if you think this is okay, you're a loony.
Because this is so crazy, I could see it being satire.
Yeah, actually, yeah. It's like, it's at the moment, it's presented as reality, so who knows? Them, I suppose. They do, I guess.
So
I'm trying to think back at this, like, when I'm on, like, the subway, if it's, like, dudes are, like, man-spreading, and obviously my legs are open when I'm sitting, you know, because I have a dick and balls. Hello?
Yeah. No, it's like, the thing is, too, like, the guys that she's pouring, like, the watered-down bleach, probably just water, it's like, they're not even, like, their legs aren't that far apart, you know? It's like, they're kind of just normally sitting down. It's like, I don't know.
They're just taking up a seat. It's not like someone's taking up extra space. And, like, if someone were to sit next to me on the subway, I'd obviously make room for them to, if they need to sit, they'll sit. But then if there's no space on the subway, you stand up on the subway anyway. You know, and it's not like a man spreading in that case would be like ruining your day because there's no space for you to sit to begin with. And it gets pretty crowded. So I don't know why it's such a problem for people.
Man spreading is such a stupid thing to get fucking pissy about. Jesus Christ. Well, I mean, like, I'm getting pissy. People are getting pissy about it.
So we're thinking of it in a physical like sense and how much like space you take up. But the argument I see a lot is that, like, it's a sign of dominance?
Yeah, nah,
yeah, people think it's like men,
pose, bro.
Men are like, oh, men are entitled because their legs are spread more and they're taking up space. It's
nah,
like, no.
It's just because my wiener hurt. Why are you mad?
Don't want to crush testicle.
Well, like, scientifically, from evolution, right?
We have dicks.
Men, well, yeah, no shit. But men who
it's
are
been scientifically proven.
Men who are confident will sit a certain way and they'll take up more space because, you know, the bigger you look, the more intimidating you are. So, you, of course, a man who's confident and wants to, you know, overpower other men, I guess in this sense, would sit in a more open position.
So,
you know?
So what you're saying is anybody who manspreads is gay.
What?
Yes.
And also a top.
Yes.
So what you're saying is T-posing is actually a form of dominance, in theory.
Well, that was the joke
the
behind it, like, take up
know,
as much
I was
space
say,
as possible.
I was going to say, so that's where the T-posing thing came from. Okay.
Yeah.
That's funny. Take just imagine a guy's just, like, man-spreading, like, spreading his legs as far apart as he can, and it's T-posing at the same time. Just like, I am the dominant one on this train. You understand me? Yeah, but I don't know. It's pretty likely this is fake.
If people have a problem with dudes sitting with their legs open, I have more of a problem with people getting on a fucking subway and then asking me for money. And it's like, I've had people get on the subway and been like, I have no reason for you to give me money. I'm just really broke. And I'm just like, you know what? I respect that. And I'll throw them a dollar. But then people are like, I'm handicapped and have had 8 surgeries and I can't see. And then they're clearly not blind and they're also walking and not handicapped.
Yeah.
So that's more of a problem.
How did the subway
off my subway?
It's like those people in Times Square
work in New York.
It's like the people in Times Square is like, I just want weed, bro.
So the way the subways work in New York is you go up to this little kiosk, right? And you put in money and you get this little like card. It's called a Metro card.
Okay.
And you just swipe and you pay like $2.50, and then you can ride the subways wherever. And obviously some stations aren't connected, so like you'll have to leave and like transfer. But like, you know, it's really inexpensive to get into the subways. So you'll
yeah,
often
I was
get
just,
people who are panhandling.
Yeah, I was just wondering because I'm just like, I was like, I know some places it's more expensive for like a train and it's not really a subway and it's like I have a system here and it's kind of like that where you have a card and it's like you swipe it.
It's mainly where then, the public transit is like, it's not as like thorough, so it's not as typically used, so they probably charge more because of that.
Yeah. I was just curious. Yeah, so man-spreading, am I right?
Man-spreading is bad, okay?
Minions, am I right?
Minions.
Oh my god. Can we bleach, like, Minion Patrick?
Wouldn't he just
for
would he stay the same color? Or?
Huh?
I wonder if Minion Patrick
he
can
bleached it.
Dance.
Like, would he lose the pink in his synthetic fur?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I just tried doing a segue, and you just fucking destroyed it.
Well, we're on something else
you.
Right now, Diesel. We're on an important topic.
About minions.
Okay,
does bleach... removes the okay good just go ahead whatever
does bleaches remove minion
okay Fortnite racism Diesel explain
okay So you know the dances in Fortnite that are from rappers or popular African artists
yeah
like that's cultural appropriation
Okay, I just heard the headline. So people are starting to think that if a Fortnite hip-hop dance is cultural appropriation, are you kidding me?
Well, like, they feel, so Millie Rock,
who feels?
Right? The people, Brandon.
What people?
The people who have been slighted by
Tumblr?
Epic Games.
I think it's
I'm
like,
confused.
I think there's been like a thing over like royalties from it because like, there's argument over like if the people who made the dances have like copyright over.
I understand being upset over them stealing the dance and just kind of like replacing the music and being like, hey, we're making money off this and you're not. Like, I get that, but like saying it's a cultural appropriation is so fucking unbelievably stupid. Okay, Diesel, continue.
Well, like, the people who are making it a race thing are, like, Chance the Rapper and shit, and I just, like...
He's making it a race thing?
Yeah, because it's black creators who made it. And I okay, yeah, fine. But, like, one, how do you know that there aren't black people that work at
Are you
games?
Sure?
I'm pretty certain there are, but...
Are you sure
like,
he's making it cultural appropriation?
Yes.
I don't, like, I remember seeing that thread when it originally came out back in July, like, from Chance.
Yeah.
Like, that's an old thing that, well, old in internet terms, like, as
oh, wait,
far as
I see
Chance
it.
Said it. But it's, like, when he said it, like, I don't know if, like, I don't remember exactly if he was referring to race or if it's just because, like, he didn't like people not getting paid for their creation. I can't find the thread in this
Can you copyright a dance is the question.
I'm not sure.
Can you default dance?
I'm not really sure, you know, because, like, you get... Okay, so Fortnite is profiting... off the dances that they are taking from popular rap songs and rap videos and stuff like
yeah.
that. And some of those rappers in their videos will do the same dance that those other rappers that created that dance do, if that made sense. I don't know if it did. But like, so why aren't those rappers giving royalties to the original rapper who made it?
Are they or are they not? I don't know.
They're not.
Maybe like it's not technically trademarked, but it's like maybe people think it should be. I don't know.
I don't think it should.
I don't
like.
Mm.
I know. Like, I can understand like certain dances being so like intertwined with certain songs that it could be considered like a part of that song's marketing, like trademark or whatever. But I don't know how to go about enforcing that or how harshly you should even enforce it.
So like a club has music, right? And then if they play a song that has a dance associated with it, will that club get charged for its patrons dancing to that?
I don't know.
No,
it's like
no,
part of the
it would be the dance if they copyrighted the dance, it would be for commercial purposes only. You'd be like, "Oh yeah, you need to pay
yeah,
for
it's like
that."
Club it's is part of the, like part of the virality would be people like spreading it, right? Like people like more people seeing it in Fortnite, like they see the dance and then like they fucking recognize it. Though
yeah.
at that point it would probably be more associated with Fortnite than it is with the original creator, which is I guess where the argument is.
Well,
no,
people are getting annoyed. Like, these rappers and artists and people are getting annoyed because they're saying, oh, do you play Fortnite because you're doing that dance when they're the one who made that dance?
I don't understand that. No, I get that. I understand
yeah,
being annoyed.
I mean, I totally get that.
I get it. But it's like, I understand that, like, if you created a dance and then, like, you know, you practice it forever to nail it and it's like they just rip it and put it in the
yeah,
game and
like,
then, like, change
I
the music.
I understand why
that.
You could be upset and, like, I think, like, that might be worth having a conversation over, but, like, I don't, it's not, it doesn't seem like it's being exclusively done to an African-American artist. Like, the fucking Floss Kid got his shit stolen.
Yeah, and then trying to say it's fucking cultural appropriation is the dumbest thing I've ever fucking heard
like,
in my life. At this point, you can't do anything that someone else has done if they're not the same race and have it be fucking just, I nabbed that. Like, why can't I nab a meme without it being cultural
appropriation? It's literally just any popular dance. Like, it's any popular dance. The fucking Dame Tu Cosita alien dance got nabbed.
Yeah, fucking Orange Shirt Kid. Cultural appropriation, people!
I mean, to be fair,
you're missing the signs! Okay.
Yeah.
I'm calm.
In New York,
I'm
calm. New York.
I don't know if you can copyright a dance, personally. I think that kind of defeats the purpose.
Maybe there's, like, a precedent in court or some shit about it.
I don't know.
I feel like, you know, that's part of the marketing of the original song, but it can't be something that's like, because if you copyright it, then less people are going to share it, and you'll limit yourself that way. You
yeah,
know?
I don't...
There are people who are like, I wonder where this Fortnite dance came from, and then they find the music that way, you know? I think it's less beneficial to say, hey, compensate me for my, you know, dance, because Epic Games He's like, fuck no, and they'll just remove the dance from the game. Hello.
Okay, so on LegalZoom, this is what they said. The dance must be your original work. It must originate with you and show some minimal level of creativity. The dance must be fixed in a tangible object. This might include a film or video recording of the dance, or a precise written description in text, or in a dance notation system. An idea for a dance is not entitled to copyright protection, nor is a dance that has been performed but not notated or recorded.
Okay, so they're recorded.
Or, like, there has to be, like, some physical, like, account of the dance to show, like, what exactly is being copyrighted, I guess.
But it also has to be creative enough.
Yeah, like, it has to be original enough.
How can you say that, like, Millie Rock's dance is creative enough?
I mean, I feel like it's, like, whole routines it's talking about. I'm not entirely sure, which could incorporate other things, but I don't know. Like, other things that are pre-existing, but I'm really not sure.
Well, see, that's the point. You leave it vague so that way you can have a court case about it. But I wouldn't say, because it's not taking the full dancer like choreography of that video, because their videos are obviously a lot longer than those dances that go viral. You know, so it's not part of the full thing. And it can't be like, so maybe Millie Rock did do, like, he came up with that dance on his own. And he came up with it like it's his original work. But for a lot of these rappers, I'm pretty certain they have choreographers that do that for them.
I think, I'm pretty sure Blockboy made the hype dance on his own, like the shoot, whatever. I'm pretty sure he did make that one. Because that's like his signature thing. But it's like, then you see like Donald Glover doing it in a This Is America music video.
Yeah.
That's why he should be paying royalties.
I think, okay, so in the case of Fortnite... In the case of Fortnite, I think in some cases, maybe they should just, like, be a good company and, like, give them royalties without, like, really needing to pressure them. Like, I think Fortnite should just be like, hey, we're making enough money. You know, fuck it. Here's, like, a certain percentage of each sale. You know, something like that. Just to, like, you know, be a good company, because it's, like, sometimes companies should do things like that. That I don't think they're going to, because it's a lot of money missing. But, like, I think when it comes to having a legal case, I really don't think they have one.
Maybe it's like similar to like copyrighting like likenesses, like using someone's likeness in a video. I don't know how it works.
Yeah,
see,
it's really complicated.
If I were Epic Games and, you know, an artist was knocking on my door being like, I want royalties for my dance that you put in the game, I'd just be like, no, and then remove it. And I know that sounds mean, but that's like more realistic as a business, because if you're just like doing, like, if you're coming to Fortnite asking for that, I just can't see them. It's just not gonna happen. I just can't see that happening. It wouldn't make sense.
Right.
No, that's definitely the more logical thing to do as a company. So,
and it also makes you look like a huge ass because you got this dance removed from Fortnite.
Yeah. Also, I don't know who I don't think any of these rappers have said it's cultural appropriation. I think that's what Insider was like saying. I think they were fucking twisting it.
Well, now everybody's talking about it like it's a race issue, and that makes no sense.
It makes absolutely no fucking sense. Like, God, I hate that fucking race is involved with literally everything. It's like you can't even sneeze up someone being like, you're taking cultural appropriation. Someone made that up before you. Someone made it up the sneezing sound before you. You can't
do
that.
Did you know that Spider-Man PS4 is racist because Spider-Man beats up criminals that aren't white?
I think most of them are white.
A lot of them are Asian.
Yeah, that's true. No, they're not.
What? Yeah, a lot of them are Asian.
No, because they're possessed. They're just possessed people wearing masks.
Yeah, but they're speaking fucking like Chinese.
Yeah, it's the mask,
the demons,
though.
The
demons are all Asian, Brandon.
Yes, because he's based off of... Mr. Negative is based off of like a guy that was in the triads in the Spider-Man comics.
Yeah, but Mr... What? No, because
Mr. Negative is a character in the comics.
Yeah.
He gives people masks that possesses them, right? And it's like the people under the masks aren't Asian.
No, they are. What?
He can leave certain people as sleeper agents, but I don't know. He's like, no, because he's like, okay, it's like, for example, like, I don't want to talk about it because it's spoilers. That's the problem.
I'm gonna fucking look at the... I don't know.
Like, they're not necessarily Asian. They could be, but like, he's possessing people. Like, he's like, I don't think he's like, who should I possess?
I don't I think it's just like his powers don't make you learn Chinese. They just make you fucking be willing to do things you might have inhibitions about doing normally.
The people who are wearing the masks. No, the
talk
people who,
Chinese.
The people who are wearing the masks are possessed and controlled by him.
No,
I'm pretty sure.
I didn't think that. No, I don't think the people who like wear the masks are controlled by him. Even if they were, it still doesn't teach them to.
But
like,
during
Chinese.
But during the story.
Yeah, he leaves like sleeper agents. He doesn't like.
No,
like,
he tries to give Spider-Man the mask.
No, like that's in his head. That's not in reality.
Yeah, but
it's
like,
symbolic
if
in
you
his
went
head.
Back to reality, wouldn't you be wearing the mask?
Snap back to reality, he'd be wearing the Spider-Man mask. I don't know.
No, but okay. This
I
is
think
confusing.
We have to have another podcast about the Spider-Man game because I have opinions and we've been talking for almost.
Yeah, that's
hour.
True. That's true.
God.
We wrapping it up?
I have many controversial opinions.
What do you mean
controversial?
It's Spider-Man. How the fuck?
I have controversial opinions on Spider-Man.
He probably thinks it's bad. Have you played it yet?
I'm like 8 hours in. I'm not. I don't think it's bad. I'll say that. But
he think you're bad. He think you're bad.
I have a lot of complaints about the game.
Oh my god! You picky asshole! You just played
okay,
Destiny.
We'll get to it in a different episode. Brandon, we can get a whole other episode out of this. Just calm down.
Okay, fine.
All right, guys. Thank you for listening to Loudmouth Podcast. Make sure to subscribe to the channel if you are new. And if you're listening on SoundCloud, make sure to follow us on there. And if you're not following us on there, please do it. It's at Loudmouth over there. And you can follow us over on Twitter and on Instagram, well, even though we don't post, at Loudmouth_. We have been your hosts, FPS Diesel, Quiet, and Wild Spartans. And, you know, you've just been filled in. There you go.
Just kidding. We are your hosts. Bye.
And we're the Philip DeFranco Show.